Hello.
Hi, William Forrest. How are you?
I'm fine, Forrest. How are you doing?
Good. I'm sorry that it's been so difficult for me to get up with you and have this conversation. I'm truly sorry about it. I apologize.
That's okay.
So, I am pretty caught up to speed. Saeed takes good notes. So, you're moving to Kitty Hawk. You already have your place down there, I assume?
No, I haven't. I'm gonna sell this house before I buy a house down there.
Okay. All right. And so your time frame is pretty much as soon as possible?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And in this, sale of your home, what things are truly important to you? Is it all about the price? Is it, the timing? Is it, not wanting to make any updates or repairs to the home? What would make this the best case
Well, I've
scenario
already
for you?
made all the updates and repairs that I'm gonna make.
Okay.
I put over $100,000 in renovation.
Shoot. Wow. Okay. It sounds like, it's on a nice sized lot. What is it, 1.82
Yeah, a
acres?
couple of acres, yeah.
Okay. All right. And but your time frame is as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know your house. I mean, I have a friend of mine that lives on Depot Road down in the open area up on, if you're coming from Route 301 on the
Yeah.
left-hand side in the fields there. The guy's name is Dan. So I've driven by your house 50 times. I know, it's on the top of the hill, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what exactly are you trying to get out of the property, price-wise?
I'm trying to get 750 for it.
Okay. All right. Can I ask, and I'm fine. I don't have a problem with that. But, did you get an appraisal of the property, or is that just,
Well, it's been appraised by realtors.
been appraised by other realtors at
Yes,
750. Okay. All right. And why have you chosen not to use one of the realtors that you've spoken with?
Well, I'm in the process of doing that now.
Okay. Would you obviously we're on the phone, so
I was waiting, to see what you. I wasn't sure whether you'd seen the house or not, but apparently you have. And
yeah, I used to live on 301. I've been in the area. I live in Hanover, on the opposite side of 95 now, but we used to live in Reuther Glen on 301, and our office
yeah,
was here at the
okay.
Hanover Airpark. So I've driven by your house. I saw, when you bought it, 10 years ago, I saw that it was for sale. And I've been doing this business for 15 years, so I'm always looking at houses. And I've always,
Right.
loved your house, your layout, being at the top of the hill and everything. I just think it's just
Yeah,
really
it's a
cool.
very nice home.
Yeah. So, a cash offer, in your situation just would never be satisfactory for you. So, for us to have that conversation would just be, an unwise use of your time and my time. But I am a realtor, and I would love to throw my hat in the ring and see if my solution is the one that would make the most sense for you, if you want to pivot to that kind of conversation.
I've got a family member that's a realtor, and she's gonna handle it. Yeah, but I wasn't sure with the other caller whether you were actually interested. He indicated there was a group of realtors that were interested
Who is
in
he?
buying it.
My
The
assistant?
Indian fella, yeah, whoever
Saeed,
that is.
he's Pakistani.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
know he's foreign.
he lives in Lahore, Pakistan. He's been with me for about 3.5 years. He's a really nice fellow.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yeah, he seems to be.
yeah, he's a nice fellow. So, well, I mean, family usually wins. I mean, it's not usually the best strategy, but they win anyway. So, if anything changes or you feel that, your family member, isn't,
Yeah, right.
doing
Well,
right, yeah.
she's not going to get much more of a chance than anybody that I might select. So,
Right.
yeah,
Well, if you,
if
sorry.
she's not successful, I'm definitely, I lived in Virginia Beach before I came here on 53rd Street. And for over 50 years. So anyways, I've been here for 10 years. I put a lot into this place, and of course I want to get it out if I can. And I've got to buy a new house down in Kitty Hawk. So anyways, that's the situation.
I understand. And like I said, if your family member doesn't, get the solution that you want, give me a call back, all right?
Yeah, I sure will.
All right.
Thanks for following up.
William, have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.